Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Thank you for sending them in to me. Jean says, I believe I'm an X shape with a long décolletage. So décolletage, this area from chin to bust. The recommendations for X-shape call for more open necklines, but for long décolletage are less open. What would be the best neckline? Well, actually, so the reason why you can wear higher necklines if you have a longer décolletage is you've got more space. It's really about filling the space up. So it's not really about high necklines for a longer décolletage. It's just about filling the space up with some detail and interest. The best neckline for you to wear is always one that mimics the shape of your jaw from ear to ear. So for me, you can see it's a scoop shape. For if you've got a heart-shaped face, it's going to be more V. If you've got a square-shaped face, it's going to be probably a boat neck or a square neck of some sort. So thinking about relating that together. So really what it means, though, is when you have a long décolletage, just put more detail and interest in this area. So you can put big necklaces. You can put ruffles and frills if you don't have a large bust. You can put, you know, decoration, embellishment, you know, interesting collars, all that sort of stuff. That's what a long décolletage gives you. It gives you the opportunity to add more interest and detail to that area. Because with any body proportion, where we're long, we can add more detail interest. Where we're short, we want to keep it more plain, more free, because we clutter the area up. So think about it being a proportion is like a larger room. We can put more in it, more furniture, more decoration. A short room, like a small room, we keep it more clean, more clutter free, because otherwise it feels really small, really fast. So with your, you know, with an X shape, the reason why we like a little bit more open décolletage, it balances the hips and it draws attention to the face, but it doesn't have to be really low, and it doesn't have to be without any detail anyway. But really, when you're looking at the best neckline, look at the shape of your face from the base of each ear. And there, that will find you your ideal neckline, no matter your body shape. Remember, you're always putting all these different pieces of the style puzzle together. So every piece of the style puzzle comes from, you know, we have body shape, body proportions, face shape, defining features, scale, texture, sheen, colouring, I mean, personality, the whole lot. So when we think about all those little elements, it's not just taking everything from one. And remember, like body shape, they're just rules. They're not rules, they're guidelines, I should say. They're just a set of guidelines. But you are going to interpret them and you're going to do them differently based on your own uniqueness. And so absolutely, the best neckline you'll ever find is the one that repeats the shape of your jaw from ear to ear. Like that depth and that sort of shape. So, next question comes from Helen, who says, I need to learn more about proportions. Again, another proportional thing. When I get dressed, I don't always get it right. I was thinking I might take a ruler and start measuring my proportions in my outfits and photos. Do you have any other suggestions? So when we're thinking about proportions, we're thinking here actually more about the golden mean ratio rather than strict body proportions, but the two are interlinked. So when we are thinking about the golden mean or the golden ratio, it's like 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 5, kind of goes on and on sort of ratio. And what it does, it's everywhere in nature. We find it really aesthetically attractive. It's in the nautilus shell. So the way that the shape, the proportion from one curve to the next one is related. It's in leaf, it's in a fern frond, it's in a snowflake. Everything in nature is actually created in this proportion, interestingly. And in fact, I remember talking to a cosmetic dentist who said he actually uses it when he's putting veneers on people's teeth. He uses the golden mean to work out the perfect shaped, you know, tooth for the next tooth, so that it looks really beautiful. So when we're thinking about this, what we found is when we dress in these proportions, we look more attractive, aesthetically pleasing, because we like these proportions because nature is created in this proportion, in this ratio. And really it's just uneven proportions. That's the easiest way to think about it. Thinking about it is one proportion to two proportions. Now it doesn't have to be exact, but you will find that when you use these proportions going, I have a longer proportion and a shorter proportion. And I always think that when both of them are rectangles, vertical rectangles, that's when you tend to look longer and slimmer. If you have a square with a rectangle, it never looks quite as good. So like today, for example, I've got a skirt that ends just above my knees. And so my cardigan here is my longer proportion. And so that's my long proportion. And then my skirt is my short proportion. So really, when we're thinking about it, usually if you're wearing a pair of trousers or pants, that's your long proportion. And then your top is your short proportion. But this is why not pulling your top down too long to cut yourself in half is really important. And this is why you can look unbalanced. So in fact, uneven proportion gives you balance rather than even proportions can make you look unbalanced. Interestingly, it doesn't look quite right. So yeah, taking photos, the thing with photos that you have to remember is where the camera sits will make whatever that is larger, and what is further away will look smaller, and actually, you know, it doesn't necessarily look right. So if you're going to take photos for proportions, what you actually need to do is actually take the photo from quite a distance so that you're all even, and have the photo taken from more the middle of your body rather than from up high near your face or down low. This is going to give you the best proportion, but you actually need to have the photo taken from quite some distance away rather than too close. The closer you are, the more distorted you become in a camera lens. So if you are going to go down to the measuring things, look, and it's a good like kind of little thing, I would recommend doing it just till you get your eye and you start to know. For me, it means, and once you've actually figured out your proportional lengths, you can go, okay, for me, it means I end my tops at my hip bone and my pants is as long as possible. Or if I'm wearing a shorter thing, then if I'm wearing a skirt, then the skirt ends above the knee and the top is longer. I mean, you can start to figure out if I'm wearing a midi skirt, then I need to have it to be high-waisted and my top is shorter. You can start playing with those proportions. But it is something to think about, and it really does create balance. But I find it's uneven proportions is where we find, you know, we find it the most flattering and the most enjoyable to look at. And this is where knowing your body proportions, and if you're proportionally really short somewhere, you can make it look a little bit longer by having something that it elongates it. And this is where a column of color comes in as well, that it gets rid of some of that proportional issue because we've got that one long look, we're not breaking the body up so much. So it actually is a little bit easier. It's a bit of a cheat's way around it in some ways. So hopefully that helps. There's lots of few body, you know, so have a look up golden mean, have a look up Fibonacci, golden ratio. I might have used all those different words on the blog over the years, and that should give you a little bit better of an understanding. Of course, we talk about this in the 7 Steps of Style as well as doing your body proportions and everything there. Okay. Last question today comes from Tina, who says, can you give me some tips on picking a flattering nude? I get that it needs to blend with the swatch, but how to tell beyond that? Do I want my ideal value lighter, darker? How can I ever tell if it's washing me out? Now, I'm not quite sure here when you're talking nude. Is it for a pair of shoes? Is it for underwear that doesn't show through clothes? Is it just to wear, like I want to wear my version of a nude color? It's kind of slightly different depending on what they are. If it's a shoe, if I'm looking for a nude shoe, the way I do it is I get all the different nude colours that are in the store, say, or that the shoes that I'm looking at, that potentially are my ones I'm potentially looking at, I pop them on the ground in front of the mirror, and I stand in front of the mirror and I try and look at my face. And when I'm looking at my face, I notice which nudes really grab my attention. So those are definitely out because they're not acting as a nude. And then I will look for the ones that are the least noticeable. And that tells me that's my nude shoe color. But it might be unrelated to my hair, of course. Now, if it's underwear, I've actually found with nude underwear, going slightly darker than your skin tends to make it more nude and less show through than lighter. So I'll often find that it's like, I remember when I was buying my wedding dress many, many years ago when it was white and I had to go and find some nude underwear to go underneath it. I found that the nude was actually a little bit darker, the best nude, because I remember trying all these different things and holding them underneath it and it was a slightly darker one can work better if you're looking for the nude underwear so that it just doesn't show through clothes. Anything lighter often does show through. As far as a nude that goes, if you want to wear it in kind of a nude sort of colour, this is where it needs to work with your swatch, definitely, because you'll be mixing it back with other colours. Most people find it very hard to wear head to toe their nude sort of colour because you can look a bit too nude, especially the sort of pants in it. The number of times I've seen people from a distance and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, have you forgotten to put your pants on? And they're just wearing some sort of nude legging. And it's really a little bit disturbing. So I would say maybe go slightly darker than your, you know, a slightly darker version than your skin if you are looking at a nude sort of colour, so that it's obvious that it is not your skin and that you are actually wearing some clothes. And this will also relate to your ideal value as well, because if your ideal value is really dark, if you've got really dark brown hair but your skin is fair, well, your nude is not going to be really dark like your hair. It's going to be an accent colour that you'll put other things back with it. It's not going to be worn alone. So for most people, I find that their nude really needs to be worn with other things rather than it being alone. So it's wearing it, you know, with an eye enhancer, with a hair color or something. Like, often I find, particularly if you're higher color contrast, the nude is very hard to wear without at least one or two other more different colors, because it really then makes it, it makes it really work. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question, Tina, because I'm not 100% sure what version of nude you were asking about. But hopefully that gives you a few ideas. And I'm just seeing that I'm getting some funny. There we go. That's better, isn't it? The sun is coming in. So, excuse me. Thank you for all your questions. And do feel free to send me more, Imogen, at insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to know what your colour palette is, you can get that on with an online colour analysis, either as part of Seven Steps or as a standalone service. You can find more at insideoutstyleblog.com with Seven Steps to Style, or on my Bespoke Image website as well. Thank you for watching and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.